Permission to relax, to soften, but not any obligation. Allowing the face to have a chance to relax, to soften. Allowing the throat and chest and shoulders to dissolve their sense of holding or doing, trying to get or get away from. Letting the sun of the heart rise. The back and belly to just be natural. Softening in the buttocks and pelvis. Letting the legs have their strength and their softening. So to have permission to soften does not mean to cut off from our strength. But strength resting. Like a leopard relaxed on a tree. Allowing the feet to soften and have their intelligence. Openness. Communication. Like the legs, allowing the arms and hands to have their strength and their skill at rest, soft. And just for a moment, feeling the hands and wondering if they would like to rest somewhere other than where they are. Having permission to move the hands into a place that feels like the appropriate place for this hour. Facing up, facing down, to the side, on the body, off the body, where on the body, touching each other or not. And then resting back, and for a few minutes only, we could play the game from one of our spiritual ancestors from Japan, Dogen. But the breath that falls out of the body as out-breath does not anticipate the breath that comes in. So with this out-breath, the fullness of that unequaled experience. Without any hurrying towards what comes next. Without imposing on to a future that is but the past, but imagination. Trusting our own experience just right now. And just for these few minutes to be more than enough. So when there are thoughts about the future, whether the future breath or the future day, we can experience for ourselves the transparency of that, that it's just a thought contained in itself and different from the actual experience. It is also an experience, but an experience of thought. And allowing ourselves to sink and dissolve into the more direct experience. So during the game, the more direct experience is this actual thing called the out-breath. And then this actual thing called this in-breath. Really riding in that river of the out-breath and the in-breath. And like this river that's been rising, freed from our expectation and our impositions, we could feel the feeling that it could go anywhere. And the breath could go in different places in the body, and the out-breath could take with it all that is not needed as we breathe out. Just allowing all that is not needed to fall out with the breath. If these are games that bring joy, we can play them. We have permission to play all day. And if not, then part of our practice is to feel for where the aliveness is, and then to practice there. Also to feel for where there is contact with aliveness and then a turning away from that. So we could play one more game together before we go on to our own independent way. With the breath, just feeling how it is between the out-breath and the in-breath. Between the in-breath and the out-breath. And to help our efforts in getting into the game, if we want to, we could extend that pause or transition after the out-breath, before the in-breath. We could let that pause be a bit longer so that we can have more of a chance to feel it at first. We can notice our habitual reaction to gap time, to pause, and to transition. And we can also slide right into the experience of gap, pause, or transition. Just simply not making it into a thing. And if we experience in the gap a kind of whisper of sort of expanding out or spreading out or lightness or sinking down, any kind of whisper, we could play with riding that expansion or grounding or whatever we might sense. We could play with letting ourselves get inside that experience, that flavor. Not inventing something, but just if there's a whisper, we could let ourselves feel into it. And if there's more of a closing down, we could kind of rest back and just let ourselves feel what it feels like, the closing down, the contraction, the turning away, the turning off. Does it have a shape in the body? Does it have a brightness or darkness or color in the mind? And just letting that float in softness. So anytime we notice that there's something very solid, strong, that's taking over emotion or mind state, we could then kind of rest back and allow ourselves to feel and allow that shape, color, and sensation to float in softness, in tenderness. But letting ourselves be dissolved in that sea of tenderness and softness. And when there are experiences of more gap, not something so solid happening, we can let ourselves go with the whispers of spreading out or being grounded or stretching up, upliftment, buoyancy, or whatever whisper we may get. Slow down, simple. Heart lifting up.